This is the Bears Barroom Radio Network. The following program is recorded live and intended for all audiences.
Radio is scripted, though. We just come up with it. We don't use computers. We don't rehearse. We're going to talk about this next. We're going to talk about them. We're going to talk about the Bulls. And then we're going to have Brad Bixon. And then we're going to have all this. No. No. If you don't know what you're going to talk about in the top of your head before a show, you shouldn't be in the business. I don't know what you got. I feel like Vince Vaughn in a couple's retreat. The sharks are circling. Old school, baby.
You're listening to the Mike North Advantage, and it begins right now.
That's right, the Mike North Advantage starts right now. I am Aldo Gandia, Mike Swingman, and there he is in living color doing the dance. It's Mike North. How are you, my friend?
It's my buddy Aldo Gandia, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, just check everything out over there with the Aldo Gandia at Barroom Network. You know, you don't have to go. Don't go to Bear Barroom. You won't get it. You got to go to at Barroom Network. We're doing great, Aldo. Everything's fine. We're going to announce something with a project we got going next week, which is good, which will be a lot of fun for us. It'll be sort of like the first time you get on water skis. You know what I mean? You go, I don't think it's going to make it. And then all of a sudden, you get underwater and you're on one ski, even though you may not want to be. But that's it. So we're having some fun, ready to go. A lot of stuff going on in the world of sports. People in talk show hell this morning reading about Jay Williams. My God, that poor guy.
I'm sorry, I missed that. What happened with Jay Williams?
Well, it's on Twitter. I guess last night Jay Williams says on Twitter that, the Celtics hired a black head coach. And he said, it's good that if you go up to Jay Williams' Twitter, you could see it. It's good that they've hired finally a black head coach or something to that regard. But more importantly, he's talented. And the problem is they've had five black head coaches. And he didn't know it. And he didn't know it.
Bill Russell, Doc Rivers, Casey Jones, ML Carr, and Tom Sanders are the black head coaches. I just saw it on Twitter.
So, coming from a talk show host, I coined this phrase years ago. First of all, I have no axe to grind with Jay Williams, except you're the NBA analyst. Now, this doesn't mean you have to know about NBA history, but Doc Rivers wasn't that long ago. You got to know that.
Yeah.
It was a dreadful mistake. Now he's saying he was hacked. And nobody's believing that. I'm just telling him right now from the bottom of my heart. Nobody was going to hack you and come up with that. That's the first thing they were going to do when they hack you.
That would be kind of weird.
But it's not about that. You know, the response was as goofy as his first response. You know, I was hacked. Nobody believes it. But you got to know your history. Gotcha. You got to know your history.
Mm-hmm.
And to bring up, if you read his tweet, he brings up first the guy's skin color. Mm-hmm. And then he says, more importantly, he's a talented guy. That should have been the first thing said about him. And it wasn't. So now Jay Williams is in this quandary where he was on this morning. I watch Keyshawn and those guys. They're great. I watch them, and I wanted to see how they were going to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't hardly bring it up. How you could be misrepresented on Twitter. And I'm just telling Jay, this is going to follow you around because you're the NBA lead analyst. I'm giving them some advice. Admit you screwed up.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're in talk show hell forever.
Yeah. It's going to be brought up over and over and over again. And you should just say, I had a brain fart. I screwed up. You know?
Yeah. Or I didn't know. I should have known. I should have looked into it before I opened my big mouth. We've all had to learn this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I learned it the hard way. Everybody gets themselves in a position. But Twitter's just tearing them apart. You know, so it's got to be addressed. And then I heard the guys at Vissen this morning, Matt Newman's and Mitch Moss, beating the crap out of them.
Mm.
So I think it's better if he gets it out. The bottom line is he's an NBA expert. Okay, but history-wise, when it comes to black history, I don't know how many African-American experts there are in the media. I know this. I'll go up against any of them. I'm a white boy. I know African-American history back and forth, and I know this history of sports. I know entertainment. I worked for an all-black newspaper. I was the only white man to ever work for that paper.
The Chicago Defender.
Absolutely. The greatest black newspaper of all time. Mm-hmm. Or all Negro Daily, as I used to say it.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes me proud. Nobody knows that. I went in there. They vetted me for 3 hours. The only thing they were missing was a light. That's the only thing they were missing. And I passed with flying colors. Because when I was a kid, see, people don't notice about it. I love black culture. I read Jet magazine. I read Ebony magazine. I wanted to get a job in Ebony when they were in trouble. I told them who I was. They didn't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But when I walked into the Defender, if you saw the look on their faces, and I said, I want to get a job with you guys as a columnist. I hear you're looking for somebody. Mr. Picayune sent me to see you, who at the time was the editor, and they wanted to get somebody different. And I was different. And I walked in, and they said, what's in it for you? Why are you doing this? Mm-hmm. I heard all that. I said, just quiz me. Try to find out what. Of course there's something in it for me. A little couch change, but I also dispel these stupid things that they say. Mm-hmm. Because you know what they need? They need a guy like me. You need to hear. I can name you the 100 top black athletes of all time. And you want to know something? The first five wouldn't be Jordan. I don't think there's too many people that wouldn't have him in the first five.
Mm, interesting.
But you got to go back to the 1900s.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you got to go. And I can do that because I don't care, man. I used to, from Lola Falana to Leslie Uggams to, I mean, black culture to me, you know, Red Fox, you know, but you can't say that you didn't know that there were five black Boston Celtic coaches. That would be like the Bears drafting the running back and me saying, it's about time. They've never had a good running back. Right? That's right? Right? I get barbecued. And deservedly so. So that's all I want to say. I wanted to get that out there and get that off my chest. But Jay, the sooner, Jay Williams, the sooner you get that off your chest, let it go. Say you made a mistake. Move on. Because people are always going to remember that.
Well, I wanted to get your opinion on something else where apparently somebody else made a mistake, and that was the former Mrs. Ben Zobrist, and I apologize, I don't know her name, but it's come out in court documents that Ben Zobrist, when he was a member of the Chicago Cubs, and we all remember he had to take some time off. Well, allegedly, in these court documents, he is saying that his wife was having an affair with his minister, who was also counseling him on his marriage because he was having marital problems, and that the minister also stole a lot of money from the Zobrist Charity Foundation. I'm sure you're aware of this news, and I wanted to get your thoughts on it.
Well, I feel bad for him. I feel bad when people's stuff like that's put out on the street. It had been all by, you know, we had heard these rumors and stuff like that. I don't know where this pastor is right now, but he should, to me, that's a bad situation. I mean, I can't think of anything worse. You know, you're being counseled by a guy that's going to bed with your wife. First of all, you know, he's got to be mad at his wife, number one. Number two, the other guy. Because if the wife says no, there ain't no go, as we used to say. If you say no, there ain't no go. So she didn't say no, so there was go. So I feel bad for Ben. I miss Ben Zobrist as a player. I think the Cubs miss him as a player.
Mm-hmm.
But that stuff out on the street, I know what happened to Sandberg and some other stuff like that. But that to me is about as bad as it gets. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, there was that. You're reminding me now that Ryan Sandberg had a similar situation, right? And the story was that it was teammates that were having an affair with his wife at the time. So that's not a pleasant situation.
I'm sure there's been a lot of this. I mean, I heard an NBA player, you know, when there's an argument in the huddle or something between players during an NBA game, he said, you should see the fights on the team flights. Mm-hmm. So what he was saying is, you're 12, 14 guys, 25 guys traveling on a playing all the time together, staying together, isolated together. I've been on some of those road trips.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's all they see is each other, and that's all they do. So this NBA player said, you should see, during the season, I guess there's dozens of fights on airplanes, mm-hmm. from gambling to drinking too much,
yeah.
to girls.
Mm-hmm.
On an NBA flight filled with guys 25 years old. You know, I can't believe there hasn't been, had a plane go down yet, for God's sake, with the fight that must go on. So it's a tough deal, man. I feel bad for him. I really do, because I've been blessed, as you know, BB, and I've been blessed. I mean, through all the mistakes you make in life, if you got somebody that's like a loyal person, you know, it could take you a long way. And that had to, I see now why he had to leave, you know.
You need to bring BB onto the show one of these days and just chat with her and because I think all of your fans will get such a treat out of that.
She's the best.
She is the best. She's the best.
I mean, when people say, see the stuff that people say about me, she would never accept the fact. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So or they have said. Now there's plenty of good stuff said about me, but and then they bring up how'd you hire Aldo. And stuff like that. I go, listen, you know, get off my back. He hired me, for God's sake. He's the godfather of the Bear Barroom. Yeah, but B's the absolute best. There's nobody better than her. Best human being I've ever met, period.
That is right. I know her very well now. And
she makes a damn good meal.
That's right. Oh, my gosh. And
I've been eating good for 40-some years. I have no complaints.
And great cookies too, by
the way. Oh, cookies.
The only Merv says, beside every strong man is a strong woman, and they don't get
stronger
than BB North. Absolutely. Speaking of great athletes of all time, I wanted to play for you what Steve Kerr recently said regarding Kevin Durant. He apparently has Kevin Durant in such high esteem, he ranks him above Michael Jordan. This is exactly what Steve said.
Most talented basketball player on earth, if not of all time, honestly. He's just so gifted.
You played with Michael Jordan. And
I know. KD is, I know. Right, I think there. He's more gifted. I really do. I mean, that's saying something, but Kevin is a different, entirely different breed. I mean, 6'11 with guard skills.
What do you say?
Well, I know this. If Michael was on Brooklyn with Harden and Kyrie Irving, they'd be in the finals. Okay? Where's he at? So, nothing against Durant, but he's always been on pretty decent teams. From Harden and Westbrook at Oklahoma City to having to go over and play with Steph Curry and win a title. I don't know why Steph Curry's not included on this. If anybody's made the Golden State Warriors, it's Steph Curry. Yeah. I think he's as talented as I understand what Steve's coming from. Heart-wise, Durant's not on the same page with Jordan. Heart-wise. And defensively. So I don't know if Steve teaches defense, but if Steve Kerr wants to tell Mike North, and Steve and I love Margo, and God bless him, I miss you, Steve. If Steve Kerr wants to tell Mike North this, and this only, that Kevin Durant was a better defender than Michael, we're going to have a war. We're going to have a war. 9-time first team, you're going to have a war. So when you talk about talent, you better talk about all-around talent. You better talk about being a guy that is the guy, because Durant wasn't the guy when he came to Golden State. So, Steve, I understand. He plays like a guard. So does Anthony Davis. So there's guys like that. So did Dirk Nowitzki at times.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to go. I can't believe, and I'm with Q. Durant's great. Curry's greater. I mean, I don't know why Curry gets kicked to the curb. Guy's 6'3" and just gets it done. And now we're seeing other guys like Trae Young and Devin Booker copy Curry's game.
Yeah.
I mean, so I understand what Steve's saying, but, man, Steph Curry still plays for you and you're saying that crap. Give me a break. Come on.
Yeah, you know, I think that it's almost a form of motivation, because isn't he coaching?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think he's saying that to compliment him, and he's not saying that he's better. He's just saying
no.
He's talented. So, you know, you can mince words and stuff, but I thought it was a bold statement by Steve Kerr.
Here's what I'll say, Aldo. Durant's a really nice player. He really is. He's very hard, nose to the grindstone. Jordan's ferocious.
Oh my God.
That's the difference between the two. Jordan's more ferocious. Mm-hmm. And with ferociousness, within reason, comes the greatest, one of the greatest basketball players who ever lived, period.
Yep.
Period.
You know, on one of our shows on the network here, Bulls 101, there was a...
I love Bulls 101!
Those guys know their stuff. Oh, my God. Talking about drop zone defense and all the stuff that I've never
heard of. Being in a maze with no way out listening to those guys.
That's right. And there was a discussion in the chat between a couple of people, and one of the guys was saying that Michael Jordan was almost psychotic with his competition. But he made it sound like it was a bad thing. And I was like amazed that anybody would be critical of that. Yeah,
he was mean though. And that's the thing, Alex. Jordan is mean.
True. That's
and Michael can be mean at times.
Yeah.
And you know what? If you've ever been a top player on any team, I don't care if you're talking Sandlot, 16-inch softball, hockey, you name it. And I was blessed to be that talented where sometimes you get on your teammates. I think you're a good teammate when you get on your teammates, but it's how you do it. And, you know, Michael got in fights in practice. You know, Steve Kerr. Don't forget, Steve Kerr, of course, he got his eye dotted by Michael. So, you know, he's even his Hall of Fame speech. But I played cards with him and everything else. Mean-spirited at times. Mm-hmm. So I can understand where people are coming from. If that motivated them, fine. Because whatever happened, we won 6 titles that we'll never see again. Mm-hmm. Never see again.
When you played cards with him, did you get a sense of that competitive?
Oh, played blackjack with him. Oh, if he didn't like a hit somebody else was taking, he'd get on their ass, but then he'd bust. But he was fun, and he was betting a lot of money, but so were we. It's all relative, for God's sake, but a pound in his fist, a bad loser. Michael's a bad loser, man.
That's what I've heard.
You know, how many times did you ever see Michael Jordan really hug an opponent after a game? Ever. 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 Yeah. I mean, I see these guys now, they're exchanging jerseys and all this crap. Maybe Jordan did that, but I didn't see a whole lot of it. He wanted to destroy everybody, and that's the way he is about everything. I think you should tone it down a notch. Maybe a little more attention to your basketball team. As you know, maybe, you know, he loves the golf. God bless him. He's got the greatest life. Great guy. Loved covering them. Mm-hmm. But he used to get mad at me, too, when I asked him, what are you playing baseball for? Get back there. He didn't like that. You know, he didn't like it, but he knew I could play ball. I played ball with him. So he knew I could play basketball. He knew I was competitive. But he's a horrible loser, man. Horrible.
But and don't you need that attitude to win championships?
I love the guy.
Yeah. I mean, you really can't win, particularly in the game of basketball, which is almost I would phrase it like it's almost an individual sport, despite the fact that it's a team sport. You know, you just need a couple of superstars and then you're in contention. So you need a guy.
Well, yeah, you know what? We just heard Steve Kerr talk about Durant like he played by himself. Yeah. I mean, you had Klay Thompson, Steph Curry. You've had Russell Westbrook, James Harden, Kyrie Irving. Who the hell is he? Go play with a team with Orlando Woolridge and Quentin Daly and get into the playoffs. I mean, Jordan had to put up with that.
Yes, he did.
You couldn't just go sign with somebody else or bring people in at that time. I mean, I'm glad they could. I'm glad they didn't do that. I'm glad Magic stayed with L.A. I'm glad Bird stayed with Boston. I'm glad Michael stayed with the Bulls. I'm glad Isaiah stayed with Detroit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I mean, I went 0-3 last night. I've gone 0-4 my last 2 days. I'm 2-6 my last 4 days in gambling. I'm not a bad loser because if I got mad every time I had a losing night gambling, that would be, you're talking about 50 nights a year. Because
mm-hmm.
I gamble almost every day. Mm-hmm. So you just shrug it off and come back. You never hardly saw the Bulls lose 2 games in a row. So if you beat Michael Jordan, especially, the 72-10 year, for sure. If you beat Michael Jordan, that wasn't happening again. I can only imagine what went on in practice. I'm telling you. the next day. So that's just the way I look at it. He's a great, great ball player, great competitor. One of the greatest I've ever seen.
Yep. I agree with Adam, who says you can't win as much as Jordan did if you're a good loser. It's a mindset. I think that's
absolutely.
It's a great point. You just got to win. I mean, and he pushed people and he punched people and he was not the most pleasant person to be around. But sometimes it takes that to be very, very successful in business, in sports, and so forth.
You know what? If you're going to go for it, go for it. If you want to win, you got to go for it. If you got to believe in yourself and whatever you do, if you think that you should do something a certain way, don't let anybody talk you out of it. And, you know, see what happens. And always keep a good attitude. Michael never thought anybody was better than him, period. Period. From day one. And that's how I felt every time he stepped on the court. And you can't say that with Durant. There have been better players on the court with Kevin Durant. Even on his own team sometimes.
Who in the NBA or really any major sport would you liken to that competitive nature that Michael had, that will to win, that kind of almost psychotic approach to the game? Who, anybody out there that you would liken to Michael?
Russell Westbrook. He got the Wizards into the playoffs. That team stunk. And they played like crap the first half. And him and Bradley Beal. Sorry for a little bit of the echo, folks. Bradley Beal and him catapulted the Wizards into the playoffs. I mean, they played their asses off. I'm trying to remember. They were like 15 and something at the beginning of the year. So good for him. I think he's the guy.
Move your microphone a little bit away from your computer like we did last week. If you could. There you go. That should help.
How you doing, everybody? Don't worry about it. This is good stuff. With the echo, you hear it twice.
And it's free.
Ding, 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 ding. You just heard 10 things. And I only said 5 things.
That's hilarious. So Russell, I think a lot of people are going to be shocked to hear that name, Russell Westbrook, because he hasn't won anything.
I know. I mean, that's the bottom line, but Chris Paul hasn't won anything. I keep hearing how great Chris Paul is. Devin Booker is the man. He really is. I mean, on Phoenix, he's the guy that's propelled him. They keep saying he's the maitre d', but it's really Devin Booker that's gotten it. And that tells you, if you get a player like that, how it could change your franchise. Would you want Ben Simmons on the board next year? Wow. So you're automatically done with a 25-year-old first-team defensive player because he, quite frankly, didn't play well. Would you trade Zach LaVine for him? Okay, so you don't want Ben Simmons, who plays defense, but if the big moment did not come through, okay, I understand. See, I sort of would want him. I think a change of scenery does him good, my opinion. But I can understand why you'd want to keep Zach LaVine. I don't know where we're going with Zach LaVine. I don't know where we're going without a number one draft pick this year. That trade, I hope, turns out to be a good one. But so far, so bad, Aldo.
Yeah, I just worry about a guy who just disappeared for an entire series in the fourth quarter. I mean, he was like nervous. It was like he was angry at somebody, something going on behind the scenes or something like that. He kind of reminded me of, you know, Scottie Pippen headache game, but this was like an entire series where he behaved like that. And he's a great player. There's no doubt about it. He doesn't have the greatest shot, but he is a great player, and he would look good with the Bulls and under good leadership, different environment. But what are you going to give up to get him? That's I wouldn't give up Zach. I think Zach is a true superstar.
I don't know if we're going to win with Zach LaVine. I don't know if we're going to win with any of the guys on the team right now. And that's not being unfair to Zach LaVine. Okay? Mm-hmm. So I just look at a guy like him and I say, okay, he's going to give you that big wingman, the guy that can play lockdown defense. He's got to get better. I mean, I already put out the edict, and I don't know if the national media has caught up to me yet, but take your time. That's big. What I would tell them is this. I said to the 76ers, I'm making this statement, give me 3 months with him every day, Monday through Friday, for 3 hours. He'll be 70% next year at the free throw line. So you got half of the problem. I don't care if he ever shoots a three. I don't care. Have other guys that shoot the three, like Curry's brother, who does pretty good.
Yeah.
Get somebody like that. So I'd be curious to see how the Bulls would change their culture with a defensive guard, big wingman, but you got to bring in another guy that can score. There's no question about it. And you would lose LaVine points, but you also would gain defense with Ben Simmons. Just a personal opinion. I think maybe a change of scenery would help both guys. Although Zach doesn't need help when it comes to scoring, but he needs help defensively, period.
Yeah. Now, looking back on that trade that the Bulls made for Vucevic, do you think that was a good trade, or do you think they traded too much?
No, I think it was a good trade because I don't know how deep the draft is. We were hoping that we'd get the fourth pick and everything else. I heard somebody say the top five guys are going to be awesome. You guys never sat through really great NBA drafts in the 70s, 80s, or 90s then.
Yep.
Because these guys, I heard somebody say those five guys look tremendous. The first five, Cade Cunningham, or some of the other guys. I say maybe two will make it. Maybe two will make it. Mm-hmm. But that's fine. But we used to follow these guys religiously from their freshman year all the way, even before they played, like Lou Alcindor, who became Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen lots of drafts better than this one. So I think the Bulls said, let's get a bona fide middleman. He's got to have a year under his belt with the Bulls. Let's see what happens next year. They do have to get better defensively. I'll tell you, Cameron Payne, wasn't he a Bull?
Yeah.
I'm stunned. He couldn't play dead when he was with the Bulls.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't play dead. I said, this guy can't play dead. And now he's unbelievable. Good for them.
That's right.
Wow, good for Cam Payne. Holy Christ. Who took over his body? Wow, he was on the Bulls. He couldn't play dead.
Wow. Hilarious. Wow. There is a basketball game on tonight. The Suns and the Clippers. The Suns are favored by a point. Do you like anybody in this game, Mike? Do you want to give a little clue as to how you're thinking on this, baby?
Let me tell you something. I had the Clippers the other night, and I won that game, barely. But then last night, I went the other way.
Mm-hmm.
I had the Bucks. And by the way, don't go willy-nilly now. You better put your nose to the grindstone because Atlanta's got a pretty good team.
Yeah.
Believe me when I tell you this. Tonight, I don't know what to think. I know they're going to be without Kawhi Leonard again. The spread is only one. I mean, off the top of my head, I'd easily take the Suns.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have to dive in, and I'd probably sit this one out. I hate to sit out big games. I only have one game for later on I'm going to give out. It's a really bad board, just like hockey is. Yeah. A really bad board this year. We've done well the last couple weeks here on the Bar Room. Like I said, right now I'm 2-6 my last 4 days, though. I'd stay away from this game. Although, I mean, they're telling me how important Chris Paul is. Mm. And Chris Paul's coming back. He's been gone, and they've won both games.
Yeah.
Devin Booker is more important than Chris Paul. I don't give a damn if Chris Paul isn't on it. That's who stirs the drink. Mm. Now, will Chris Paul, who plays half-court offense,
mm-hmm.
slows the ball down. They do score more points with them. Not taking nothing away from Chris Paul, but he's only been this far, I think, one time.
Mm-hmm.
Devin Booker is the man on that team. The other night he had a down game, but they still won. It's hard to go against the Suns, which probably means the Clippers will win by 30. It's the NBA. I have no opinion.
I would love to see a Suns-Hawks NBA final. I think all those people who work for the NBA would have a heart attack because there's no major market team involved.
But the major market teams, I guess ratings are up. Now, you can't go off COVID, but you can. Everybody was home last year. Ratings are up right now with these teams.
Mm-hmm.
It's something new. I mean, we're tired of LeBron.
Yes.
I mean, everybody is.
Yes.
If he went away tomorrow, we'd say, you have a good career. It was great. Boom.
Yep.
You know, do something else, Space Jam, whatever you're doing. But I loved Brooklyn getting knocked off. People love to see David beat Goliath. And that's what we're seeing right now with Atlanta, even though Milwaukee's got one bona fide great player.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, Chris Middleton's okay. Connaughton, whatever his name, the Irish guy.
Yeah.
You know, they picked him up off the street. Said, hey, pal, come on over. Come on. I'm just saying, it would not shock me after what I saw last night if Atlanta knocked him off. It would. Trae Young is a revelation right now. Ooh. I don't know why everybody backs up against him. The centers aren't back up. Stand your ground. Make them go around you and put your hand up. Yeah. Because that floater is deadly if you allow him inside the paint.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know about all this newfangled defenses in the car.
Oh, come on.
It's crazy.
Hey, he would have gotten killed if he played the bad boys. He would have been killed already.
Oh, my gosh. He would have been annihilated. Ravi has taken time from his studies to write, he wants the dome in Arlington Heights with all the amenity. This whole bear weather thing is a myth, and I totally agree with him. Bear weather? Come on. Get out of here with that stuff.
First of all, they should pay for it on their own.
Yeah,
the McCaskies should pay for it on their own, mm-hmm. and they should have a dome stadium with a movable roof. Then you could have rock concerts. You can have anything you want. Mm-hmm. You can have Final Fours. You can have all sorts of stuff to build a football stadium out there. Just for that, an outdoor one would be foolish. Okay, that could be a major venue in this country if they do it right. Now, can they do it right? Can this group do it right? We don't know. We don't know if they're going to sell once they build it. They'd be nuts to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But they have family, more than one or two people splitting the pot here.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, Soldier Field is the worst football venue in the country. I went to one. I mean, I used to go there all the time, younger. But I went to one game, the opener. When they opened it up against Green Bay, you can't find a cab. You got to walk across the thoroughfares. It is absolutely, I was astounded. The sky boxes, they're like mausoleums. I mean, it just, the Jetsons meet the Flintstones. It's just, it seats less people than any other stadium. But the Bears were too cheap to buy their own. They should buy their own. Believe me, you'll get your money back. You'll get your money back.
Ravi agrees with you. He says the state will get a lot of revenue from taxes, make McCaskies pay, or find private investors. Private investors would not be hard to find since it will be a cash cow. Ravi knows his stuff, man. He should run for office.
Well, I mean, Ravi's, you know, real estate and the NFL. I mean, you put those two together.
Yeah.
You put those two together, you're fine. I mean, and they're the Chicago Bears. But you got to build a dome. You can't have it sit out there for 10 games a year. You can't, or whatever they're playing. You can't do it. You got to have other things there. And what are you going to bring in besides the Bears if it's an outdoor venue? Sure, in the summertime, 3-4 months,
mm-hmm.
you can have that.
Herney says there's not enough space on the lake, unfortunately, and he's totally right. That having the stadium, it's a great stadium to have by the lake, but with all...
It's so appalling.
It is an ugly stadium. Oh,
it's
my
in
God.
The... I when I drive, oh, by the way, hold on. You ever hear the song Lakeshore Drive? Huh?
Yes.
It's everybody lost their mind. Where is everybody? I see on Twitter, 75% of the people don't want Lakeshore Drive's name to change. So who's demanding the change of Lakeshore Drive? Everybody of every race, creed, and color. has gotten some action on Lakeshore Drive or driven somewhere on Lakeshore Drive, connected with each other on Lakeshore Drive. And I'm hearing that people want to change the name to either Shore Drive and DeSable Drive. I mean, DeSable, you got a museum, you got a harbor, you got this, you got that. Name the city DeSable. Lakeshore Drive is a venue. Drive is a famous street in this country that they made a song up about. What are you going to say? Take a trip down DeSable Drive, head down to town. No! Lori Lightfoot, stand your ground. Have some guts. You gotta make, you cannot. No, what did Lakeshore Drive do to anybody? Nothing. Everybody loves Lakeshore Drive. Are you kidding me? Oh, was I hot when I found out about that? Is anybody complaining besides me? I'm yeah. sure there's like some debate. Oh my God. There shouldn't be a debate. Lakeshore Drive. If you want it, State Street. You want it? Hey, State Street, that great street? This Apple Street. Go ahead. My God, Lakeshore Drive? Yeah, that's like, I mean, come on. That's like changing the name of South Beach. It's right. Sabo Beach. My God.
There are having some other problems they should be focused on.
My God, there's people being gunned down 10 at a time, and we're worried about shit. And then the signs. How much is it going to cost? And the taxpayers who got to change their addresses. Mm-hmm. Has everybody lost their mind? It's a great, great street. It never did nothing to nobody except Canutas. My grandmother, God bless her, lived in Roseland. I used to go, we used to take Lakeshore Drive to a certain point. Are you people nuts? Where's all the people? Do I have to be always the bad guy? Me. What? For changing the name of Lakeshore Drive? I speak on all Chicagoans everywhere. Lakeshore Drive should not be changed. And whoever wants to change it. Somebody said, well, it's time for a change. Why? What did Lakeshore Drive do? Nothing. Except be cool. It's a cool drive.
I love it, Mike. Yeah. I love it.
What is that? What is going on? Everybody's lost their mind. This COVID really set everybody back.
You're going to blame it on the COVID, huh?
What the hell else could it be? I can't believe it. It's one of the greatest. You know this, Aldo.
Oh,
you yeah. know this. You take a I had convertibles. You take go down Lakeshore Drive.
Mm-hmm.
April, May, June, July. You look at the beach. You look at North Avenue. You go to Hyde Park. I mean, my God. It connects the city. It's the greatest 17-mile drive in existence.
Mm-hmm.
With the Great Lake right there. Do I have to run? No, I better not.
Mike, have you ever thought about running for mayor of Chicago?
You know who told me I should run for mayor of Chicago? This is the shocker of all shockers. So I go on Jan 11, the great John Calloway.
Oh, loved. I worked with him for a year. Yeah.
One of the half hour. I was on that Friday night special. That was big. You got a half an hour on the show.
Yeah.
So he's talking to me, and we're talking about my career and every. Oh, by the way, 30 years, folks. We're going to have some celebrations right here on the bar room. I'm telling you. But he says to me, right? Like second to the last, third to the last question, he goes, have you ever thought about running for mayor? Because he knew I worked in politics and stuff like that. I said, I don't know. I got too many skeletons in the closet. They all got suits. I have no idea. And, you know, they bring out all the armies against you. Unless, you know, you start investigating them, then that's what gets them off, you know. But I said, yeah, you know, I worked in politics and stuff like that. But no. I haven't thought about it. Now I'm too old. But I'll tell you this. I'm not too old to run against her if she allows Lakeshore Drive to have the name changed. What the hell's going on?
So,
seriously, although, didn't you have some good times on Lakeshore Drive?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the thing is that it's a romantic name.
Yes.
Lakeshore Drive. You don't change that.
Oh.
You got to think about the tourism and so forth. Not that people are not going to want to come to Chicago if it's DeSable Drive, but it's romantic. Leave it
there.
There's so many other great monuments in Chicago that could have the DeSable name. We've already got several.
Yes.
Do a couple of more.
Couple more. Throw them a bone. But don't change the name of Lakeshore Drive. Jesus effing Christ, man.
Don't build a new dome stadium.
Yes.
And call it the top.
My God. Everybody's losing their mind, but that's just me. I lost mine a long time ago, apparently. I still get angry sometimes about certain. I grew up in the city. Yeah, I cleaned Lakeshore Drive for the Park District. It's the greatest, one of the greatest drives. Unbelievable. I've been on them all. Highway 1, took the whole trip, San Diego to L.A., right on the coast, you know. South Beach? Are you kidding me? Seattle with Mount Rainier in the background?
Mm-hmm.
Or was that Mount St. Helens? I can't remember.
But one of those.
Beautiful. Lakeshore Drive's as good as any of them, man.
Love it.
I rest my case, Counselor. Back to you.
Pat Foley has announced that he's going to announce one more year for the Chicago Blackhawks, and he's going to go away. Your thoughts?
I wish Pat nothing but the best, and he knows this. Pat Foley's a hell of an announcer. But I grew up with Lloyd Pettit, and Lloyd Pettit, when every Blackhawk game was on, that was on the road back then, he had 41 games. Lloyd Pettit, to me, the way he described the fight, the way he handled the game, right on, didn't have an analyst at all, did it all on his own. I think he's the best, but I've told Pat that. Pat's not far from him. And I think I don't have a problem with anybody thinking Pat Foley's the best, whoever did it. But did you hear the guy that was there before? And I don't know if it's fortunately or unfortunately old enough to remember that Lloyd Pettit was as good as it got. To me, Pat Foley, great. And I wish him I wish Pat nothing but the best. I really do. And he's done a great, great job. But I was a Lloyd Pettit, then I'm a Pat Foley guy. I remember Jim West.
Yes, Jim West. He wasn't bad.
No, he wasn't bad at all.
But Mike, you are absolutely right. To let people know how you and I think, I thought the same thing about Lloyd Pettit, which is why I pulled this clip.
Top of the blue line, a slap shot and a save by DeJordy. Campbell in the slot, Bobby Hull, a shot, what a goal! Chicago Stadium has exploded with excitement. Bobby Hull now has the all-time lead in hat-trick goals at 27. He has just scored his third goal of this hockey game. Hats are being thrown all over the rink. A standing ovation.
Great. He didn't even stutter. Guy was unbelievable. Ended up owning the Milwaukee Admirals at the Bradley Center. I guess he married into some money. Lloyd Pettit, great with WGN, would also do like sports sometimes on their shows. I think as fine a not hockey announcer as ever. Pat Foley not far behind him, but I just can't put him ahead of Lloyd Pettit. And if you heard that, that's how Lloyd Pettit attacked every game. Mm-hmm. Pat basically does the same thing.
Yeah.
But see, if you listened, he did the whole game there. He did not only the announcing, he analyzed what happened after that. So I'm a Lloyd Pettit guy, but congratulations to my guy, Pat Foley.
What do you think about what Harp is saying here? The whole Blackhawks organization is now under suspicion, covering up rape allegations of players by a Hawks video coach. It stinks. I don't know much about this topic. What do you know about it?
I don't know nothing about it. I really don't until I hear more. I heard something about it, but it's sort of like what this is. Mm-hmm. I have no idea.
And then Harp goes on to say Bowman kicks out Coach Q, McDonough, and now Foley. He is alleging that Foley is being ushered out by the Blackhawks organization. It's not.
Yeah, I was going to ask, is this, I didn't read a whole lot about, I saw that Pat retired. I saw it on Twitter. But I got to tell you, did he want out? Is that it for Pat? Did he say I wanted to quit? I have no idea.
He said that because he could not make a commitment beyond the year, this last year of his contract, he said, you know, why don't you go ahead and bring somebody else to replace me because I can't make a commitment. I don't know if I want to go on. And so I want to be fair to you guys. That sounds to me like he's being forced out.
It sounds to me like there's a little money involved that maybe a lack of, you know,
I mean,
I've been down that road. Believe me when you tell me. So. You know, you say the right, and I'm just going off experience here with in the entertainment business. I wish him nothing but the best. Who knows? He may latch on with somebody else. He's an announcer, man. But when you think of Pat Foley, you think Blackhawks right away with Olczyk.
Yep. Another topic I wanted to address with you, Mike, is this whole, I turn on to watch highlights of the games, and I'm seeing baseball players being frisked by the umpires. They're dropping their pants. What the hell is going on? What the hell is going on? You tell me.
Well, first of all, Rob Manfred should be just, I mean, my God, this is his whole tenure is just fraught with incompetence. But the other night, Max Scherzer, who's been rumored, I never knew this. I had certain guys like Garrett Cole and others that I thought were cheating. I did not have Max Scherzer, but Joe Girardi has crawled into Max Scherzer's head. And I work with the guy, John Jansen, on Win Daily, our wonderful sponsor, on our show every single day, Monday through Friday. And he says Girardi's acting within the rules. But it was funny to see Vincente Romo undo his belt, you know, pull his pants down. Same thing with Max. Max Scherzer looked like just beside himself. Girardi wanted to fight him. So this whole thing looks like, for the game of baseball, it seems like it's beneath them. There's got to be a better way of doing it. I just don't know what it is.
I don't get it. I don't get why they would do
that. Well, there's been cheating.
Yeah, well, but why enforce it in the middle of the season? Why?
They should be able to cheat all the way through, you mean, till the end of the season? Well, that's what got me going about the guy from Tampa, Els. The guy from Tampa, Glasnow, he said, this isn't fair. You should have given us some warning. We wouldn't have cheated as much. I mean, you know, that's basically what he's saying. You're ruining my cheating. Now I got to figure out another way to cheat. So, I think now they're afraid to do something. And then the numbers are up or what have you. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong here. So that's good. But I think there's got to be a better way to do it.
Totally agree. Totally agree with that. Harp says, can we just dump Rob Manfred and hopefully the owners will appoint Theo Epstein as the commissioner? What do you think about Theo?
Theo Epstein let Hugh Darvish walk. Okay. Because the Cubs are winning that division if they got Hugh Darvish. Period.
Yes.
So I don't know what the hell's going on from there. But I guess, you know, Theo Epstein's still got his fingers in baseball trying to change the game. Mm-hmm. That's so good that you've ruined it. Okay. If this is if the last couple of years has been like an example, yeah. I don't want you around unless you steer Manfred the other way. So, better, you know, the fingerprints out of the pie if I, you know, but Theo Epstein, I don't want his commissioner. I don't.
I have to do some research on this, but it appears to me that Theo Epstein leaves teams the same way that he found them. You know, they basically start off here and then they improve under him, but by the time he leaves, they're back to where they started
until this year.
Yeah, true.
Now they may end up winning it.
That's true.
That's why you say, why did you get rid of Darvish? I remember we were talking about this last year.
Great point.
Why would you do this?
Yep.
I said the same thing about McCann with the Sox. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, both sides of town sometimes make moves. Now, I know Grandel got a big hit against the Pirates. Thank God for the Pirates.
Yeah.
Okay, because we're in a little bit of a slump now. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, to me, like I just told you about Lakeshore Drive, everything's out of whack right now.
Sure,
that's all I'm going to tell you.
It really is. All right, Mike.
Theo Epstein should have never traded Darvish or got rid of Darvish or let him walk.
My goodness. What do you think, when I say worst trades in Chicago sports history, what's the first one that immediately?
Lou Brock. Lou Brock automatically for Ernie Broglio. Who? I mean, my God, that to me is the worst. I'm sure there's others, but I still think of that one.
Ernie, you know. What? Ernie
Brock. Wow. 3,000 hits, stolen base records. I mean, my God. St. Louis beating your ass every year. Him being in left field, not missing games. You know, tremendous. Turned into a tremendous player. Best thing that ever happened to him.
What about best trade in Chicago sports history? Let's be positive here. What's the best trade any Chicago sports team has made?
Wow.
Oh, look at this one. Harp immediately says Sammy Sosa for George Bell.
Yeah, that turned into tragedy, you know, even though it was great. Yeah, I mean, George Bell, I remember the Cubs being big on George Bell. I'm going, come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that. I mean, I said it wasn't going to work out, you know. I think the trade that brought Sandberg from Philadelphia, mm-hmm. a great trade. Fergie Jenkins coming from Philadelphia, mm-hmm. you know. Rodman. That was more of a pickup. So
wasn't he traded for Will Perdue, Rodman?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Good call. So, yeah, I mean, you know, there's certain things that adapt the landscape. Mm-hmm. Sandberg, to me, was a big one, although nothing ever came of fruition. And the worst one was Black, period.
The one that comes to mind to me also is when the Blackhawks traded away Phil Esposito. Now, they got some good players back.
Oh, my God.
But Phil Esposito went on to break the single-season goal scoring. I mean, he was just a phenomenal 76 goals in one season, and we have Pitt Martin.
And Gilles Marat. Hey, Kenny Hodge. We got rid of Kenny Hodge and Pie-Face McKenzie. Are you kidding me? These guys were all great players. They helped Bobby Orr win the championship, win the Stanley Cup. Mm-hmm. Unbelievably bad trade. Just a horrible trade. Phil Esposito was as big a presence in front of the net as ever. And that's when you could shove people around. You just couldn't shove him around. You just couldn't shove him around. He's too big.
Couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. All right. It is time for...
Can you get the baseball odds? I forgot my Twitter handle, my friend.
Sure. What do you need?
Baseball odds today, because I have one game.
Odds. I can do
St. Louis.
Baseball odds.
I need a rest. So this is good. It gives me a break.
This is, we should do this more often. Just
meditation. Who's St. Louis playing?
St. Louis is playing Pittsburgh.
Take the Pittsburgh Pirates today.
That's Pittsburgh plus 140.
Oh, and if you want to buy the run line, go ahead. Nice. That's the one game that I saw where there's good value. I'm not saying you're going to win. I put one unit on it. The Pittsburgh Pirates, the only reason I didn't know because I didn't bring my Twitter with me. There it is. Oh, I get the chills. Yes. Oh, look at that. America. St. Louis right there. Right now, minus 155. You can go to Bovada, check out the run line. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's minus 120, 130. But you win plus, you'd win 145 on 100 if they win this game. Pittsburgh is bad. They're not as bad as Baltimore. They're not as bad as Arizona. They're not as bad as Texas. But they're not all that good. But they can compete. So I like Pittsburgh today. Eldo, back to you.
Outstanding pick. All right, before we leave, we've been telling people that we're going to have a special announcement here.
Yes.
So the full announcement is going to be next week.
Next week, my friend. And what we're going to do is a 30-year retrospective of my career.
There you go.
Which is going to be, we don't know if it's going to be 1 hour. We don't know if it's going to be a 2-hour special with guests and everything else. So that's what we're going to be planning. As of now, Aldo and I. So I wanted to just announce that briefly. I think we're going to take a couple weeks off, Elds, from what we're doing to start getting ready with this thing. I'm also going to change my Twitter handle a little bit, but it's going to be about my 30 years in broadcasting, some of the good things that happened, a ton of great things, great people. We'll have some guests and everything else.
Yep.
It's all good, my friend.
I am so happy to be a part of this. And
you are. You're going to be. You're like the MC. You're the executive producer along with my lovely wife, BB.
Right.
Yeah, we're finally sinking a little money into my career.
I'm like Ralph Edwards. Remember the old show, This Is Your Life?
I love that show.
That was great.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. Hi, Ralph. Remember me? No. And then Betty Davis would come out, and stuff like that. It's going to be in some people I covered, some people I worked with, stuff like that. So it's going to be a lot. It's going to be a fun time.
That's right. We're going to celebrate Mike North's 30 years in the business. And what a tremendous story. Hot dog owner who goes on to be a nationwide celebrity. I'm just honored to be a part of celebrating this birthday with you, brother.
Yeah, it's going to be like a BAM. It's a BB, Eldo, and Mike production, BAM production. So we're going to have some fun. We'll have a little different look to it and everything else. So looking forward to it, Elds.
And so thanks, everyone, for watching. Mike, say any last words you want to say?
So long, everybody.